Hello, this is Zias Caravalla from ZK Research, and welcome to this Tech Target Ask the Expert podcast. The question I have in front of me is, what is the voice quality requirements for Skype for Business telephony / PSTN calling? Now, this is an interesting question because Skype for Business has obviously been around for quite a while, and they've recently added PSTN calling. It's important to understand that Skype for Business real-time media travels through many different devices, client apps, servers, software, and across different networks. So provisioning quality is actually a multifaceted problem. The end-to-end latency of real-time media is the total amount of latency that is introduced across all these components and network segments. The quality of the end-to-end connection is determined by the network segment with the worst quality. This segment acts as a bottleneck for traffic. So if you think about it, the quality is determined by the least common denominator, and so that needs to be dealt with. For example, in a conferencing scenario, the media path consists of a number of different network segments. It connects from the user to the edge of the Microsoft network. This normally includes a network connection such as Wi-Fi or Ethernet, the WAN connection, the connection from the user to the internet ingress point where your network edge is, and then over to the other user. There's also a connection within the Microsoft network itself if you're using their cloud service. And so all those things have to be factored in. For optimal Skype for Business media quality, there's a number of network performance metrics, targets, or thresholds that are required for your connection from your company's network to the Microsoft network edge. This segment of the network includes your internal network. This includes all Wi-Fi and Ethernet connections, any company or site-to-site traffic over a WAN connection, for example, MPLS or multi-protocol label switching, as well as internet or express route partner connections to the edge of the network. And so a number of the metrics are latency. One-way latency needs to be less than 50 milliseconds. Round-trip latency needs to be less than 100 milliseconds. Burst packet loss has to be less than 10% during any 200 millisecond interval. Packet loss has to be less than 1%. Packet interval arrival jitter should be less than 30 milliseconds. And packet reorder has to be less than 0.05% out of order packets. Those are what Microsoft's recommended numbers are. Also, there's a few other performance target requirements. For instance, the Microsoft network has over 160 edge locations worldwide, and they work with all the major internet service providers throughout all those edge sites. The latency metric target assumes that your company sites or single site and the Microsoft Edge are on the same continent. Your company site or sites connect to the Microsoft Edge network connection includes first hop network access, which can be Wi-Fi or other wireless technology, and the network performance target assumes that proper bandwidth and or quality of service plan has been implemented. In other words, this applies directly to Skype for Business real-time media traffic when the network connection is under a peak load. So when you all those things together comprise what is the PSTN quality requirements for Skype PSTN calling. So it does not take an inordinate amount of work to do. It just, you have to gather all of those different metrics and make sure that each of those metrics is being hit, and you have to look at them from a hop by hop basis. And if any one of those metrics falls below in the hop, then correct it in the hop. And if you do those things, you can have a very successful Skype for Business deployment. So that's the end of that question. Thank you very much. I'm Zias Caravalla from ZK Research.